I know what this music is.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's the WWE Superstar and future Women World Champion.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you so much. You got me all hyped up.
Dana Brooks. We're not going to act like Yuli just didn't pass by behind you like that right now.
Yeah, he did.
My brother Yuli. Yuli, what up, boy? You good, baby?
What they do, baby? What's good?
You know what it is, man. Oh, man. Dana, thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, man. And I have to tell you this off a rip. I'm a big WWE superstar fan since the eras of Hulk Hogan. And I never got to get close to interview any WWE superstar. So guess what? You are my first. You pop my cherry.
And listen, with this, I can bring you many, many more too. So don't.
Oh, man. I mean, I was hoping that it would open doors to bigger and better things in the future with me and the relationship with WWE. Hey, that's great to know. And thank you. So, yeah, man. So how you doing today, man? Everything good?
Everything is wonderful. We just actually got back from an amazing, amazing dinner. Usually Tuesdays, I like to splurge a little bit because my diet, you know, everything like that is on point leading up to Monday. I had Royal Rumble on Sunday, yesterday, Sunday Night Raw. And Tuesdays, I like to kind of just relax and unwind and get my workout done in the morning and then not feel as guilty for eating a little bit of off diet. But so,
got you.
Great dinner. So, now I'm enjoying a great evening with you, too. I was really, really, really excited. I heard you on the radio.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, Dana. I really, really do, man. So you're coming off a Royal Rumble. You're coming off a WWE Raw, Monday Night Raw. How are you feeling? How's your body? How physically? How
yeah,
you feeling?
You know, it takes a toll. And listen, it's funny because yesterday I walked out. I said, well, today, you know, I feel great. The only thing was, is I broke a nail. No big deal. My body feels good. I have with everything. It comes with the job, little aches and pains here and there. But I like to, you know, do a lot of recovery during the week and get ready for Monday night. It's like with this pandemic, we have a lot more time to recover and a lot more time to take care of ourselves and a lot more time to be at home and really learn to live at home, actually, which is the craziest thing is when we're on the road 24/7, we live out of a suitcase, we live in hotel rooms, we're traveling all the time. We have to get adjusted with our surroundings. During this pandemic, it's been a blessing to be at home and have, you know, your chiropractor, your massage therapist, everything within your, you know, whatever you need within your own community and at home. So it's really been a blessing to be able to take care of myself, listen to my body. I've been doing this for 8 years, so aches and pains definitely do come a lot, unfortunately a lot.
You've been doing this for 8 years. Dana Brooke in the building, WWE superstar, 5'3", 125 pounds, am I right?
Yes.
So you started 8 years ago, that's around NXT, your NXT entrance, your debut, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
How proud were you to be able to sign up to try to do this and get trained by some of the best?
So it was honestly such a blessing because let me give you like a little background. I was a gymnast for 18 years. Gymnastics was my life. That was everything I've ever really known. It taught me, you know, determination and drive and never giving up on anything I possibly could do. And unfortunately, injuries had stopped my career in that. And that was my life. That was honestly everything that I've ever wanted to do was gymnastics. And so when injuries had taken a toll and they told me I couldn't do it, I felt like a little lost. I was like, what do I do now? You know, I've always had a dream. I've always had a goal. And gymnastics just kind of fell through the cracks. So I went to school. I went to college. I did the 9-to-5 job. And I'm like, this shit is just not for me. And I went into fitness and bodybuilding and I traveled the world and doing fitness and the Mr. Olympias, the Arnold Classic. And it had like anything, its own industry, its own little bubble, its own little, you know, community in fitness. And yeah. I turned professional and I had a whole bunch of sponsors and I was on magazine covers. And my whole thing was inspiring women to, like, you know, young moms or, you know, women that were potentially didn't feel comfortable in their own skin, that they can do this, you know, they can get out and perform and transform their body. And it was just that little community that knew about fitness and bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. And then WWE had came back when I was in Spain competing, and they were like, hey, we love your personality. We love everything about you. We're super interested in wrestling. And I'm like, wrestling? They're like, yeah, like WWE. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I would love to, you know?
Oh man. I'd
love to. And WWE has that next step, that platform, that, you know, that entertainment factor that I needed. I wanted to, you know, take the ball and run with it. And I always say in life, you just never know. You don't want it. What ifs in life. If I was like, no, you know, I wanted to stick with the fitness and bodybuilding, I think in the back of my mind, I would always think, what about WWE?
What if? Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, I stepped into NXT. I moved everything. Like, you know, I didn't have I don't have any kids. My family was back in Cleveland, Ohio, and they were like, Ash, you know, run with it. Go and do your thing. So I moved down to Orlando. I fell in love with it. And here I am 8 years later and would never change a thing in my entire life. It's been, and you know, like anything, it has its ups and its downs. I always say I'm married to wrestling. Wrestling has been there for me through everything, through thick and thin, love and hate. You know, it's always been a staple in my life for the last 8 years.
Just like me, I'm married to my turntables. I totally feel you.
Right?
2016, you end up in the WWE. You've been, you know, handling business with Charlotte Flair, Apollo, Titus. You fit in well in what you was doing. But I felt like you could go further, and you know, you're building, you're growing.
Exactly.
You resigned 2019 for 5 more years, correct?
Yes. Yes. And then it's been honestly the best thing in my life too, because like you had mentioned, it was when I first started was with Charlotte Flair and Ric Flair, and it was two of the best possible people that I could, you know, team up with and learn about the business. And Charlotte and I developed a great, great friendship. Rick and I was just with Rick yesterday. Rick and I have such a great friendship where it's us. And you sound just like him with the little, you know, everything. And Rick and I have such a great relationship outside of work too, where we can just, I don't know, but we shoot the shit back and forth. You know, it's not only about work. And he's like, Dana, you have such a great personality. Like, you're fun to talk to. You're super outgoing. And in the beginning, when I first started, I just respected him. I respected who he was, but at the end of the day, we're all human. You know what I mean? Yeah. At the end of the day, we are who we are. We go out there and we shine and we perform. So yeah. I learned everything through Rick, through Charlotte. And then transitioning over into Titus Worldwide, that was great to be alongside of Titus, who I adore and I admire too, because he is such a humble man and also big, big, big in the community and doing a lot of community work and starting his organizations and foundations too. And I saw that out of the corner of my eye and I was like, I want to be a part of this. You know, I really want to be a part of giving back to the communities. I learned so much being alongside of him that we got to go out and start up an anti-bullying rally, which was Don't Be a Bully, Be a Star. And we partnered up with the Boys and Girls Clubs around America. And I've done so numerous things with Titus and then kind of broke off on my own. And I was able to do things on my own as far as community work. And then inside the ring, it brought out who I really was, you know. It was
awesome.
This is me. This is who I am. I got to face, you know, Ronda Rousey, cut a very heartfelt promo with Ronda. And now here I am. And I feel better than ever being alongside Mandy Rose too. And I'm coming after those tag team titles now with Mandy.
We're going to get to that in a second. Now those organizations you've been doing and, I seen that you've been working with our boy Pitbull as well.
Yeah. everything that we're, you know, it's working and meeting Pitt, that opened an avenue in my brain and my mind and everything that it was never tapped into. You know, Pitt mm-hmm. is such an amazing person. And mm-hmm. for anybody that knows him on a personal level, it's like you mm-hmm. get inspired and some kind of fire gets lit inside of you. You're like, wow, you know, there's so many things that I want to explore and avenues that I want to continue to move forward with. And I, yeah. with Yuli too, it's like when Yuli and I met, it was at the most perfect time. It was, we were both taking off. We both had the same passion. I was bringing him things. He was bringing me opportunities and we ran together with it. And, you know, he started this Fighting Hunger campaign. I brought a whole bunch of media and spotlight to it. He brought a whole bunch of people on hands and, you know, local Miami restaurants. And that's really taking off. So it's just the partnerships and those bonds that you create that mm-hmm. are everlasting. And that opens up doors to many other opportunities, too.
How did you and Mandy Rose started clicking up? Where did that come from? I didn't see that coming at all.
It's crazy that we got partnered up together and we're tag team partners, because this goes way back. I got signed before she even was, you know, even a thought. And Tough mm-hmm. Enough had came, and then she signed up for the show Tough Enough. And I was a trainer for the girls in Tough Enough, crazy as it sounds. And so when she came down, I was like, oh my God, she has the look, she has the body, she's hot, she's sexy. And she was, you know, very sweet. And she came from the fitness world and she came down here. And I, you know, I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm always, you know, super kind to everybody. And she was super nice. She's like, hey, you know, I'm moving down here. I was like, yeah, if you want to store your clothes in my apartment, totally do so. So I saw her same fashion, same mm-hmm. mindset, same fitness goals, everything like that. Fast forward. I told her, I was like, hey, once you're in Tough Enough, I know you're going to make it. Like, don't give up. Just all you got to do. It's called Tough Enough for a reason. Do not yeah. give up. You will make it. Trust me on this. Sure yeah. enough, she made it. And then she started. She was NXT. And then I was already up on the main roster with Raw and SmackDown. Then when she had came up, she was partnered with Sonya Deville. And then they had their whole little feud and she was going off as a singles competitor. And I think, you know, in Mr. McMahon's mind, it was like, we have two very similar individuals and they would make a dynamic duo. And it was never even brought to our attention. It was just kind of, we were partnered up and it works. It clicks. It works. We vibe together. We're great, great friends. And before this, before we were even teamed up, we were hanging out. She lives, you know, near Miami as well. And, you know,
she does.
Yeah, she's one of my best friends.
So we have an opportunity to meet her, really?
That's what I'm saying. You have many, many opportunities here that I would love to chat with you off, you know, off here. And then, you know,
me and Mandy
can definitely work something out with you and come back on the show as well, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Me and wifey had a little talk about Mandy and we wouldn't mind having a little handicap match with, you know what I mean?
With
Mandy, but you know what I mean? But, you know, that's a different story. Like, we'll talk off the page, like you said. Let me go somewhere else right quick. It's still in the WWE. And I'm going to get a little tough right now, all right?
Yes.
I don't like your boy, Miz.
You don't like Miz, huh?
I used to. Great guy. I like how he came off the reality show and everything. But
a little too big for his britches now?
No, that part is okay because you could be who you are, da-da-da-da-da, and still be cool. What made me not like him no more is what he did this Sunday to Bad Bunny's DJ.
Oh!
With the turd. Listen! I was like, are you kidding me? I wanted to jump through the TV and run up that ramp and just grab the turntable and smash it on his head.
No, I know. I couldn't believe that either, man. I could not.
Oh, man.
And how he, like, and in my mind, too, I go, that is thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that he just destroyed. And then trying to, you know, make apologies yesterday at Monday Night Raw. I'm so, so happy that Bad Bunny stuck to his guns and wasn't falling for his bullshit, man. And I definitely think, you know, with Bad Bunny here in WWE, you'll see a lot. You know, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning for Bad Bunny. And he is, I've seen him. I met him backstage. He's such a great, you know, nice individual, very respectful. And I agree with you. I didn't know where you were going with it until then. And I 100% agree with you.
Miz, if you're watching, when I see you, I'm going to come get you, all right? For all the DJs all around the world, we don't like that.
No, hell no. How could you? I don't like you.
And something else, Dana, you guys have something called the 24/7 title.
Yes.
Oh my God. And I think JBL could agree with me when I say this, but how in the world our boy
Truth, our Truth?
No, Hot 97. Oh man, Rosenberg.
Yeah. No. Yes.
If Rosenberg could get the title, I'm going to New York City to Hot 97 right now. And I'm going to go take the title from Rosenberg.
You're going to roll him up 1, 2, 3 and bring that title back down to Miami. I know you for sure.
Definitely. It's only right. And R-Truth, you could come find me over here and come try to get it.
And the funny thing is R-Truth is, you know, him and Yuli are close too. So, you know, I'll let him know his baby is here. Because he calls his 24/7 title his baby. So I'm like, you can feel it. We'll play the hot. You know, you're hot. You're warm. You're
definitely
warm.
Definitely, man. Shout out to R-Truth and Rosenberg, man. I thought that was really, really funny. And the new arena, the new, you know, after the pandemic situation for WWE, I know you missed the roar of the crowd.
Yes. I really do.
I know the television, the screens are one thing is cool, but that roar of thousands and thousands of people rooting for Dana Brooks or booing for you, it's a different feel. I know you missed it. Uh-oh.
All right, I think we're there. Are you there with me now?
Yeah, I got you.
I always say it, like, I've never liked to take things for granted, right? But we were traveling constantly, one, you know, city to the next every single night. So the feeling, you know, it just, I don't want to say it, just you felt it, you did your thing, you rolled out of the ring, you showered, you packed your stuff, and you were off to the next town. Mm-hmm. Now, when this had all started and there were, like, no fans, no audience, just, you know, this is before we even had visual, you know, the virtual fans. It was just an empty arena, just the ring, me and my, you know, my opponent in commentary. And I went out there and I'm like, I've never felt this nervous in my life. One, number two, like, I can hear myself breathe. Number three, I can't get excited. I don't have the energy. It took a lot for me, and it took some time for me to really, like, develop a mindset of, I'm doing this for the millions of fans on the other side of the TV. I know they're at home watching TV. I know they're, you know, cheering on the other side of their TV screens. Millions of people have lost their jobs. You know, the kids are sitting in front of the virtual TV screen. So this is the only 3 hours out of their day that they can really, like, tune in and you know, get some entertainment. So that's what I was doing it for. And I'll never forget, I came home to Yuli one day and I'm like, I was firing up. I was wrestling Naomi, and I was wrestling her and da 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 da. And I had her in the corner and I get up and I fire. I'm like, come on. And I go, there's nobody here. You know, I'm like, oh my God, there's nobody here. And
now, bothering.
Yeah. Now that there's virtual fans, it makes things a little bit, you know, better as far as, like, I can see people's reactions on the screen behind us. But I miss the fans. Yeah, you know, on Sunday with Royal Rumble, it was great, you know, that we didn't miss a Royal Rumble, but mm-hmm. what makes Royal Rumble is the fans. And I cannot wait for WrestleMania for the fans to come back. That's one of the most exciting things that I look forward to. And I promise everybody out there, I will never, ever, ever, ever take that for granted ever again.
I hear you.
You, right? Like, you DJ and you don't have an audience, right?
No, it's the same thing for me. You know, 200-300 people in a club or thousands in an arena. It's cool when I'm on a DJ set. And I miss it. I totally miss it. I love that same raw when I played the hottest record and everybody go crazy. It's the same thing for a DJ. So now it's gone. It's totally gone. But at the same time, what? I got 1,400 people here watching me. I think that's better than a regular club here in Miami. So, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'll deal with it. I'll be okay.
Exactly. And that's, you know, one thing too is Julie does some things on his podcast and they made such a good point. It's like during this time, it brings like the inner hustler out of you. You have to find.
Oh, yeah.
Vibe. You have to find something and dig deep out inside of you and never be complacent. Because if you can't find who you truly are during this time, I don't know if you ever will when everything gets back up and running. Because this is the time to, you know, hustle. This is the time like you're doing each and every single week is like jumping on Instagram Live, which is one of the biggest platforms in the world right now, and interacting with people and bringing, you know, tons of people in and tuning into your show is like, that is huge. That's an amazing thing that you're constantly doing. And that's
and understand this. There ain't no other DJ doing this.
Right. Which
there's no other DJ doing this. I'm holding it down, Dana. I'm holding it down.
That's 100 though. That's for sure. That's what's up.
We're about to get up out of here, but before we do, we have some people asking some questions. Bill is asking, are you single? Now I'll answer that. No, she's not single. You saw Yuli in the background. KG want to ask, what are your favorite music and movie? You could answer one question each.
I love all types of music. I honestly love all types of music. Honestly, and I'm not just saying this because Pitt is a great friend of mine. It's when I was a little girl shaking my, you know, little butt in the clubs in Cleveland, Ohio. You know, always Pitt Bull all day, every day. Favorite movie? Oh my God, we just watched a great movie. If nobody has seen it, this is a recent movie. It's called Trial by Fire. It is amazing. It's based on a true story. I cried. I will tell you that it is an amazing, heartfelt movie. So definitely check it out.
Definitely. All right, Dana, before we get up out of here, let me just remind you. I know you don't, I don't need to remind you, but I'm just going to remind you for the focus. You know, what's the focus, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Hold on one second. The focus, Dana. We gotta focus on the focus, right, Diddy?
That's Diddy. Right.
All right, the focus.
Oh, you the man, you the man.
All right, Dana. It may not happen this WrestleMania coming. And it could happen this year, it may happen next year. But you are the future women's world heavyweight champion. Thank and we're waiting you. For you.
I cannot wait to come back on your show with either the women's tag title or my own, you know, Raw women's title. And you'll be the first. No, I promise you that.
Nah, definitely. And please remember Mandy Rose, all right?
No, you got it. You got it.
All right. Yo, everybody, this is WWE superstar Dana Brooks. Dana, thank you. Tell Yuli have a good night. And I'm waiting for you guys to take me to dinner soon, all right?
I can't wait.
No doubt. Bet that up. Dana Brooks, WWE superstar in the building. I appreciate you. Word up, everybody. And don't forget next week, man. I promise you, man. OG porn star. Yes. Sarah J will be in the building. I promise you, she will be in the building. And once again, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. Yes. All right. Don't forget that, man. Every Tuesday, you know what it is. Big shout out to my man, AV Alpha Villain. It's going to be a problem. Once again, Black History Month started. yesterday. So we're going to be having some fun all month long on Wednesdays, starting tomorrow with Timbaland. I'm going to be doing the best of Timbaland on my turntables. I'm going to be doing the best of... everybody's asking a request. I appreciate that. Next week is the best of Beanie Man. I'm going to take it to Jamaica. And then we're going to go up top to the Boogie Down Bronx. And next week after that, KRS-One, the best of KRS-One. And we're going to end that month on Wednesday, February 24th, the end out with Meek Mill, the best of Meek Mill. Shout out to Bel Air Rosé. Shout out to Lex Promotion. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. Appreciate you. Also, don't forget, man, it's going down ladies' night, Monday night, ladies' night, Monday night, undefeated. That's what they call it, undefeated. Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. My girl, SheReal, DJ SheReal is coming to the show, and she's going to turn the show upside down, just like my girl PZB Live did last night, man. It was crazy, man. It was definitely crazy. So shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the Roku TV, Fire TV, Signature Series TV, excuse me. Make sure you subscribe to Signature Series TV and subscribe now, man. Great deals for a whole month long and so on. Also, subscribe to my YouTube at DJ Epps 1 or at DJ Epps underscore N underscore friends. And you could catch also Alpha Villain. Great shows on there, you know what I mean? Talking with the OGs and a whole lot more. So please subscribe to those situations. Big shout to Daddy Mont. Big shout to DJ Eric 12. Big shout to who else? JMS. Everybody on the check-in. Tommy Bunk was popping. Who else in the building? That boy Mason in the building. D Money in the building. Priscilla in the building. A lot of new Team Epps. Hey, man, welcome to the crib. We do this Monday to Friday, the best show on Instagram, 10 o'clock Eastern time. You get underneath your covers. You lay on your couch, whatever. You're on the kitchen table. You're in your studio. Just play DJ Epps at 10 o'clock so we can vibe, play music, all that good stuff. Richard was good. Who else? Big shout to my family, Chrissy. She's on standby in case you want me to play your music. Now, we have different packages for me to play your music, whether it's on my mix show, if you want me to break your music, if you want me to promote your music, if you want to pick your music on our playlist. We could do all of that, man. So hit me up, teamepspromo@gmail.com, teamepspromo@gmail.com, and we got you. All right? Love you. See you tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Best of Timbaland. It's going to be crazy. I hope everybody had a great time, great night. Dana Brooks, WWE Superstar, AV, I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Have a good night. All right? Peace.